producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, wrapping up what has been a very good week, all things considered. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. G-Code has announced a new product line they've got coming out. I'm going to have them on the show next week to discuss this. This is really... equipment is getting pared down, smaller and smaller, doing the same thing. I love it. That's coming up next week. And we'll be talking about how you can physically get into gold really cheap and own physical gold. That also coming up next week. Shannon Watts, of course, has emerged. And she came out and said that her group now has the momentum. And their push for gun control will continue. They released a video November the 5th. Watts said, "For years, the gun lobby has had the field for themselves. But this election season, supporters like you are changing the game. You've shown the size and the power of our movement, led by moms and concerned citizens from all over the country who care deeply about gun violence prevention. We mobilized nearly 1 million gun sense voters who pledged to vote for candidates who support common sense gun laws." Watts said these volunteers organized over 100 house parties, knocked on tens of thousands of doors, and made more than 100,000 phone calls to voters in key areas. And despite all of that, the gun control candidates, for the very vast majority of it all, got shellacked. Despite the fact that now the Republicans are governors of more states, despite the fact that Republicans have total control of more states, I believe they have the legislatures of 70% of the states. Watts told Moms Demand members, "You've already proven that we can accomplish great things together, and I am excited to see what we can accomplish next." She then appealed for more people to join her gun control group, adding, "We have the momentum, and together we will win this fight." Well, let's talk by the numbers then, shall we? Michael Bloomberg spent $50 million in this election cycle. Some of that money, and to be sure, not, see, here's the thing. Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action are not member groups. Okay? They have a few T-shirts. They have a few T-shirts out there. There's no dues-paying members to it. If there are, I mean, you could fit them in one room. Without Michael Bloomberg, all of those things wither on the vine. Now, some very important things did not happen in this election. Malloy and Hickenlooper are still governors. I fully expected to see Hickenlooper go down in flames. Malloy was closer, and it was a little nip and tuck and everything else, but it wasn't necessarily. I didn't expect to see that one go, but it got so close that I began to think, because Maryland went to the Republicans, Illinois went to the Republicans, but Colorado and Connecticut and New York State, and we'll get to New York State in a minute about this, because we need to talk about somebody that was an enabler for that. New York State remained in the hands of three gun grabbers, three unashamed gun grabbers. Well, one that's sort of ashamed, but he can't really figure out what, you know, Hickenlooper. He's out there saying, I didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, now he's governor again. So now he can come out and say, well, I actually did. Ha! So. And I-594 was passed. Washington State is not a deeply liberal state. I looked yesterday at downloads as far as who downloads the most in what states. And Washington State, for me, comes in 13th. They're 13th. They're not 50th or anything else like that. So they're not a blue state traditionally. So I have to, first of all, they had nearly $12 million poured into the I-594 effort alone by various billionaires. Bloomberg put $2 million of his $50 million in that. And the fact that that went and has passed, despite what we've got already in Colorado, which is essentially the same thing, although we'll talk about what I-594 really does here in a little bit. The fact that I-594 passed is an important thing, simply because they're going to start trying to export this now to the other states. They feel like they were successful with this. It's not going to be quite as easy a sell with most of the states. The silver lining to this is that a lot of pro-gun control candidates beat gun control candidates. Joni Ernst in Iowa beating Bruce Braley was huge. Bruce Braley was... he's Feinstein 2.0. So some very major wins were recorded in there. President is essentially rendered moot. He will, of course, have his executive actions. And if the House, emboldened by this now, the House has there's more members of one party in the House in the majority now than since 1948. Last time it was near that level. Boehner holds the purse. He's the guy with the wallet, with the checkbook. And if the president starts going off the reservation, if he starts going beyond his reach, if he starts... hey, wait a minute. What am I saying? He's already been beyond his reach. He's way out there in left field already. From this point on, they need to merely say, okay, you know what? We're not funding that. We're not funding the implementation. Your 34 million green cards that you're trying to shop out to a vendor to get printed, we're not paying for that. You know, and since we control all the money, good luck with that. And we'll just, you know, that's the best we could hope for, is for them to take the purse and cut off the allowance. All of this stuff, all this stuff up to this point has been rhetoric. It'll be interesting to see what Boehner does now that he has... his counterpart in the Senate is now of his party. It'll be interesting to see if all of a sudden he toughens up and stops worrying, you know, worries less about his tan and more about what he's doing. The losses that our side took in this, in New York State, in Colorado, in Connecticut, and in Washington State, while numerically it wasn't nearly as much as we gained, we need to look at those losses and we need to find out how that happened. Now, New York State, we're definitely going to talk about, because there's a couple of things that have been happening in the background that concerning New York State, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, because that is also pertinent to what's going to be coming up in 2016 for we as gun owners. Overall, outstanding election. The losses we took, I'm not going to say that they're crippling losses, but we don't need to sit back there and do a cost-benefit analysis and say, well, look how much we won compared to how much we lost. Those people in those states who are Americans like you and I suffer because of this. Their liberty is infringed upon because of this, and we need to look at that as a blight over on a otherwise really great day for us. And it wasn't a win, like I said. It was simply succeeding at a goal. We're going to talk about New York State and what happened there when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have to apologize. I took cold medicine again last night. But don't worry, this is going to get me whipped into a froth. New York State, there was a chance in New York State. They had a very good candidate in Rob Astorino. Right now, there were upset wins for Republicans for the governor's seats in Maryland, Illinois, and Massachusetts. I forgot Massachusetts. And one of the people that's going to, we'll be seeing him in coming days, that's going to attempt to take credit for these upset wins is going to be Chris Christie, who is the governor of New Jersey and also the head of the Republican Governors Association. This Christie is an opportunist, okay? Any of you Christie lovers, if I'm hurting your feelings, I don't mean to, okay? He's a two-faced opportunist, and he looks out for his own self-interest. And he should not be trusted or praised by Republicans. Chris Christie got out there with New York State, and he abandoned New York State. He abandoned the Republican hopes by refusing to contribute RGA funds to help Rob Astorino take on Governor Andrew Cuomo. He not only did that, but he also used his bloviating loudmouth and said this: "We don't pay for landslides and we don't invest in lost causes. If the New York race becomes competitive, I'll consider campaigning in the New York race. But right now, by the public polls, there's a lot more competitive races like this one in Connecticut." First of all, by saying that your fellow Republican candidate's chances are a lost cause, you're colluding. You're giving comfort to. You put out there on our side, from our side, Chris Christie telegraphed an air of inevitability, which is something all of these guys try to do. They try to do it with polls. They try to do it with exit polls. They try to do it with talking points. They try to create an air of inevitability for people that are conservative or not big state or not big government. They try to create that to get them to stay home. Don't come out and vote. It doesn't matter what you do. Your vote won't matter. It doesn't matter. He threw out into the world this perception to infect people who might have gone out and voted for the man. He undercut his fundraising attempts, and he deflated his supporters for even taking a look at him. Secondly, since, using his criteria when he was talking about polls, he was nothing more than a big fat liar. So let's look at polls. In Maryland, Larry Hogan was trailing by 13 points before you infused his campaign with Republican Governor Association funds. In Pennsylvania, you gave millions to Tom Corbett, who is mostly a 20-plus point underdog for re-election since January. The difference here is that Corbett was already known, and as such, pouring money into his race would affect less than helping Rob Astorino introduce himself to New York voters. Giving Astorino an influx of $6 million would have moved the needle a lot more dramatically than squandering it in Pennsylvania, where people knew they didn't like Corbett. The Republican Governors Association gave $2 million to Chris Christie. And in 2013, he won by 22 points. He would have won handily even without that money. But he also directed funds to Republican candidates who were winning by landslides, too. The polls in New Mexico and Iowa were giving the Republican candidates leads of 15 points steadily throughout the year. Yet, he gave out $1.3 million altogether to them. If landslides aren't going to change, then why waste money when the cause is already won? And then there's Scott Walker. Of all the governors out there currently holding office, I like Scott Walker the most, because Scott Walker has won three elections now in 4 years. He won an election, he was recalled, he won that, now he's been reelected. But why did the RGA cut Scott Walker's funding in half during the last 2 weeks of his campaign and divert more money to the Michigan race? Now, Michigan has a bigger population, But Rick Snyder had a 6-point lead going into the race, while Scott Walker was fighting for his political life and tied with his opponent. So here's where the opportunity comes in. You see, Chris Christie has presidential aspirations. And a lot of people want Scott Walker to have presidential aspirations. If you get unelected, if you get beaten in an election, that damages your stock going into a presidential season. A Walker loss would have cleared a possible future opponent off the board for him if he decides to go that way. New York was the one where he should have been hammering, and that's the one that he abandoned. So, why was Christie so willing to help two candidates that faced equally daunting polling numbers to Astorino with millions of dollars, yet left the Republican from New York to fend for himself? And the answer to that is that Christie and Cuomo are in bed together. They have to be. They have been for a long time. During the Fort Lee Bridge fiasco, he asked Cuomo, he called Cuomo up and asked that he get the executive director of the New York Port Authority to back off the investigation. This is tit for tat. This is why Cuomo, this is why Astorino got no help from the Governors Association, the Republican Governors Association. This is why Cuomo got, one of the reasons Cuomo got reelected. If Christie had just kept his mouth shut, not giving him any money, but just kept his mouth shut, Astorino's chances would have been higher. If he hadn't put out there that the Astorino campaign was a lost cause, his chances would have been higher. So, Christie and Cuomo are in bed together. They both have presidential aspirations. They're willing to help each other out when the scandals hit. And Christie's willing to go so far as to undercut a fellow Republican in order to protect his buddy Cuomo's job. Christie is a traitor to the core Republican cause, which most people are, that claim to be Republicans. But he wants to be president, and he had a hand in defeating one this time. Better just to let him remain the governor of New Jersey. That's where he's home. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117 or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. There's three classes of citizens that I look at out there that I believe we need to do everything we can to protect them. Children, females, and the elderly. Now, the elderly probably have the know-how in their heads, but, at a certain age, certain motor functions begin to, shall we? I mean, I'm already having seen less and less of my former self now at 53. So by the time you're in your 70s, you're supposed to be enjoying life, and, maybe that head comes off of a swivel. And unfortunately, somebody's head came off of a swivel, and he paid the price for it. So, and he wasn't carrying a gun. Now, the reason I bring this up is that one of the reasons I carry a gun is because that gives me options. And when you don't carry a gun, if you find yourself, unfortunately, in one of these circumstances, the only option you have is to beg for your life. As a matter of fact, I've sort of made up my mind that if I'm in a situation where I know I'm going to die, I'm probably going to go for the gun anyway. What the heck? Can't get any worse. And there's so many things that can go wrong with the other side, and I'm almost certain that most of the bad guys out there don't train tactically on tactical classes. So I've got a little bit of an edge if I can get the gun. So I'm gonna roll those dice if that happens. But in order for me to do that, I do have to be carrying a gun. The people that don't, they're the other side of the coin. So let's get right down to it. Coming out of WISH-TV, Wish TV, a 17-year-old high school senior identified as Max Winkler stands accused of slashing the throat of a 73-year-old man and shooting him multiple times while the elderly gentleman was on his daily walk. Police found Winkler in a wooded area in Fishers on Monday. I don't know exactly where this is. It's in Indiana. Okay. Fishers, Indiana. After a conversation, they say Winkler was taken into custody and search warrants were issued, including one of Winkler's home. By 5 a.m. Tuesday, police had enough evidence to arrest the high school senior for murder. Police say Winkler and Kim did not know each other, so friends and neighbors were asking why this happened. 73-year-old man out on a walk. 17-year-old high school senior. No indication as to why he did it. Winkler has not spoken. His attorney has entered a not guilty plea during his initial court appearance. No indication as to why he did it. Sort of like the knockout game, just pumped up. Just pumped up. 73-year-old man out for a walk. He probably did that every day. And for his trouble, for not bothering anybody, he's lived through, gosh, what? I mean, he probably, his last name, no, well, Kim is in Japanese. Anyway, 73 years old, who knows what he's seen, what he's done, or anything else. He's just enjoying a morning walk, and this kid rolls up on him, slashes his throat, and shoots him multiple times while he's laying on the sidewalk, killing him. And we don't know why. It wasn't for his watch. We don't know if it was for his watch or his wallet or just because. Just because he could. Big fun. Young people are the future, but young people like young Max Winkler, he needs to have the life expectancy of anybody else like him. And it happened in Indiana, so, you know, he was rolling those dice when he attacked Mr. Kim. In other news, Dana Loesch. Dana Loesch is a radio host. She's also she's also very pro-gun. But she was supposed to do a book signing, Hands Off My Gun, at Texas Christian University. And due to the school's policy banning guns, she decided to cancel the signing event for her book. She noted that on-site security had been provided at previous events by the venue or by her affiliate station, but she noted she could not afford to provide such security for herself in lieu of lawful carry in place of that security while pretending to be anti-gun, as mom's demand does. Private schools policy is that Texas Christian University is committed to providing a safe environment for employees, students, and campus visitors. Therefore, the university, in accordance with the Texas Penal Code, prohibits the possession of any firearm or deadly weapon on university property or at university-sponsored events, even if an individual has been issued a license by the state. Now, Loesch has been, she has encountered, as she termed it, a belligerent man who pushed through the line, yelled, and punched a promotional sign. She's also noted threats that she has received regularly from anti-2A folks. I'm just not cool with being a sitting duck somewhere or asking any of you to be also. Now, let me point something out. I know exactly what she's talking about. I've been surveilled. I've been followed. I've had people parked outside. Not really intimidating when it comes to it because they don't get out of the car. And 9 times out of 10, when I notice them, they scurry away like mice, or like roaches when the lights come on. Since one incident, I did a show about Sharia law when I was doing straight up political talk, and some people came into my chat room. And at this time, my show only aired in Columbia, South Carolina, and they threatened to saw my head off. because of my show on Sharia law, and I was permitted So from that point on, I started carrying a gun. Now, because of where I was doing the show in Columbia, South Carolina, that's where our state house is and everything else, you're not supposed to carry a gun in certain places. Since those threats continued to exist no matter where I went, I carried a gun everywhere I went. I rolled the dice on that one. And I carried a gun everywhere I went. Not because, and there's a lot of reasons, and it's all the reasons that she quotes, okay? But, like her, when I would be in certain places, I would be executing a job. You know, I'd be doing a media thing, I'd be interviewing, or I'd be setting up interviews, or something like that. And my head was not on that swivel, so there's a lot of things that got lost in the shuffle of that. Now, luckily, I never got caught up in something bad when that was going on. I was never able to confirm or deny some of the viability of some of the threats that I got, and I just treated them as if they were viable and possible. That doesn't mean that I had bodyguards or anything else. I had me, and I had a Glock 21, 45 caliber pistol. And me and the Glock 21, we were inseparable. That's one of the things about the Glock. You can load the self-defense ammo in that thing, and it'll just eat it like it is candy. I don't understand. Maybe if she was wearing some, dress or something. But I know women that carry guns that wear dresses. I don't understand why she just didn't close that deal and go do what she was committed to do. Sorry. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
The receiver, with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Somewhere there's all right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Who wants to look at where... You know, Bloomberg has $50 million less dollars now to gather interest on. He spent money on in support of Mark Udall. Went down in flames. Kay Hagan defeated by pro-Second Amendment candidate Tom Tillis. Michelle Nunn, she lost to pro-Second Amendment candidate David Perdue in Georgia. Mary Landrieu, who they've now pulled all the ad support from because they've written her off as a loss, which she will be. That'll be another Senate seat picked up by the Republicans. He gave Bloomberg gave $2.5 million to this Senate Majority PAC to keep Harry Reid in a majority leader position. That's $2.5 million that missed the mark as well. Altogether, every town for gun safety spent, their one bright spot was I-594, which altogether they spent $4 million on that. So they invested a third of all the money that went into I-594. That came from Bloomberg. Once you get away from that, it was a one big fail. It was one big fail for him. A lot of wasted money. Right now, Bloomberg's Mom Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is pointing to the defeat of quasi-pro-gun Senator Mark Pryor in Arkansas and the apparent defeat of Mark Begich as proof of greater success. Begich out of Alaska. However, they failed to note that Pryor and Begich faced Republicans who had stronger support for the Second Amendment than either defeated Democrat. There's more to being pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, than voting against anti-gun legislation. A vote for Obamacare is a vote against the Second Amendment. Some of this NDAA nonsense, and some of that stuff's got to really be culled. That's a vote for gun control. Some of the things that the Department of Homeland Security, you know, me and you, we're classified as terrorists. You can be a terrorist simply for having the Gadsden flag. If you're behind any of that other stuff, just because you vote against Manchin Toomey doesn't mean that you're pro-Second Amendment. So, thank you, Michael Bloomberg, for being $50 million. It must be really interesting to wake up and know that you just wasted $50 million for the most part, and not that really just be a blip on your sheet. $50 million, not that much money for me. There's a couple of things that they, you know, we've talked about some of the stuff the Republicans could do coming up. That I would, and there's some other things that I'd like to see debated. I mean, we've touched on a few of them. I would like to see the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986. I'd like to see that fixed, making it clear that the law's safe passage provision applies to airports as well as highways, as an example. Now, in New York State and New Jersey, they've managed to exempt themselves from FOPA's remit. Just ask, what's his name, Michael Aiken, Brian Aiken? Just ask Shanine Allen about that. FOPA, the way FOPA is set up, if you're a gun owner, you're supposed to be able to drive all over the place through all states with impunity, providing that your origin and destination states allows you to carry a gun. You're supposed to be afforded the opportunity to check guns at one airport and pick them up at another. You're supposed to be permitted to make short stops in unwelcoming jurisdictions on their way to happier climates. Almost, however, is the important word here. True to form, both New York and New Jersey have recently decided that their own rules should trump federal law. Now, where is the outcry against this? Mitch McConnell, get ready to go. Now, for gun owners that look at FOPA and say, well, that protects me, many have been quite surprised when they become arrested when trying to check in with firearms for flights out of New York and New Jersey airports, when trying to collect their firearms at airports in these states, and even when diverted from other flight paths and given their bags prematurely. Now, New York and New Jersey falls under the purview of the Third Circuit, and they have been helped along the way with this. Third Circuit ruled somewhat bizarrely in 2013 that a provision in FOPA that refers only to vehicles could not conceivably be held to apply to commercial aircraft. These are not vehicles, you understand. They're flyy things. That case was brought by a man named Greg Revelle, a resident of Utah, who was arrested by the New Jersey police while on his way to Allentown, Pennsylvania. At Newark Airport, Revelle missed his connecting flight, necessitating a night stay in a hotel. As is standard procedure, he was given back his luggage for the evening and instructed to recheck it the next day. When he attempted to do precisely this, he was arrested and charged with illegal possession of a firearm. Congress could easily fix this by redrafting the language of the law, and they should do that. The second bill, and let's call this one the Shanine Allen Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, would reprise an idea that had died in the last few legislative sessions, but whose time may finally have come. Now, the NRA has actually worked through this. There's actually something in the House right now, H.R. 2959, the Right to Carry Reciprocity Act of 2013, introduced by Congressman Nugent from Florida and Matheson from Utah, a Democrat. The bill would allow any person who is not prohibited from possessing or receiving a firearm under federal law and who has a valid concealed firearm permit to carry a concealed handgun in any state that issues its own residence permits to carry concealed firearms. Persons carrying a handgun in another state pursuant to H.R. 2959 would be subject to the laws of that state with respect to where concealed firearms may be carried. Similar legislation to this passed in 2011. By an overwhelming bipartisan vote of 272-154. 2959 would not create a federal licensing system, nor authorize the federal government to interfere with the powers of the states to set standards. for the issuance of permits, and it would not establish federal standards for carry permits. They wouldn't override state laws allowing for the carrying of firearms without a permit. It would simply require that the states recognize each other's carry permits. Now, on one hand, you could look at this and say this undermines federalism. And it involves D.C. where it doesn't belong. And that may be so. But other people think this is not an assault on state sovereignty because the proposed laws do not empower the federal government in any way. It merely requires that any state which issues a concealed carry license, whatever it's called, must honor a similar license issued by another state. No state is compelled to have a concealed handgun license, and any state that does not will not be required to recognize one. Now, while you're saying, well, that lets a whole lot of states off the hook, no, it doesn't, because California has concealed carry permits. New Jersey has concealed carry permits. They just don't issue them. New York State has concealed carry permits. New York City has concealed carry permits. So everywhere has concealed carry permits. It's just D.C. now has concealed carry permits. So were that to pass, we're carrying all over the nation if we want to. That's a couple of things they could look at. I think they should look at it. I would like to see them look at it. I really want to see them. I really want to see them go on the offensive here. And they should. The time is now to do it. There's never been any time. Obama's already indicating he's going to do whatever he wants to do. Let's go ahead and put the kibosh to him and pass some good stuff. And let's flip into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.